Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at the topic of being thankful for freedom. As I originally wrote these devotions throughout the month of November last year, 2019. Today's devotion was written on, as today is, on Veterans Day. And the idea of being thankful, and I acknowledge within the written devotion and here that I know that I have a reader base, an audience that spans many parts of the world. But here in the United States, today is recognized as Veterans Day. I would say celebrated, but it tends to get overlooked in a lot of ways. And so I don't know that it's celebrated as it probably ought to be. Whether we celebrate the day or not, I'm not sure that we recognize or honor our veterans in the way that we should. And a lot of reasons for that. Some I don't understand. I'm not a veteran. I've not served in the military and the government service in that manner. Entire generations that served and experienced the horrors of war. Multiple generations. And things that they really don't want to talk about. Things that they may not be able to talk about emotionally. And then you have all of the turmoil surrounding war itself. And the acceptance or rejection of those who served. And I think it's sad that there are those that served in conflicts, our government likes to use various terms, but have served in wars that were not popular and were not treated as individuals with the respect that they deserved for being in a place that they really didn't want to be in either. As I thought about that, I thought about the freedom that I have in Christ. And today I'm thankful for those that have served to protect the freedoms that I have here in the United States. And one of the greatest freedoms is this freedom to worship God. We like to word it in a way that we're free to worship God as we please or as we choose. And while I understand the heart behind that, there's a danger, and I think we've taken that freedom that the government gives us and somehow translated it to God giving us that same freedom. And yet he's pretty specific on how we worship. Oh, not the details of what your song service looks like or what your church sanctuary or building looks like or if you have a building at all. But our worship of God is commanded by him to be done in truth and holiness and respect and reverence. I know those can look a little different from person to person, from time to time. But we have almost had this idea that because the government says we here in America we're free to worship as we choose, that God says we're free to worship as we choose. God says to worship him and him alone. You see, I'm thankful for freedom that I can worship God and God alone. That I'm not forced to make the decision that some are to worship a person. You think of the young men in Daniel's day. And, I've always wondered where Daniel was when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up to the king, literally, and were thrown into the fire. I'm fairly confident in knowing the story of Daniel that he wasn't bowing down to the king or the statue of the king. But he's not talked about in this story. But these men who decided that they would worship God and only God. And some would say, well, they didn't have the freedom to do that. Well, they decided they did have the freedom to worship only God. And while they were thrown into the furnace, while the king's anger didn't like the freedom that they took upon themselves, God rescued them. Today, as we live life, we live with the freedoms that we have, and we thank the veterans that have helped to extend those freedoms. But sometimes I fear that even as we acknowledge, even as we appreciate, we sometimes cross over into what I would call worshiping freedom. The idea, I can do whatever I want. And God says that we have been set free to not use our freedoms to serve ourselves, but to serve one another in love. You see, today, as I spend time being thankful for freedom, I have to consider, I have to spend time with God asking, what am I doing with it? Who am I serving with the freedom that I do have? Myself? The people I like? The people who agree with me? Or am I serving God? And in so doing, serving everyone that He would bring across my path. You see, in this nation, we have the freedom to say no. I won't help. I won't serve. In God's kingdom, He says we have freedom so that we can say yes to serving others in love. Today's focus in our weekly prayer guide, this week we're focused on living life unhindered, is about unhindered children. It's the passage, a parallel passage to what I preached from this past Sunday on arms of love. But God says, do not hinder the children from coming to Him. And the freedom that we have can either help or hinder those around us finding Jesus, coming into relationship with Him. And today, as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine how you are using the freedoms that He has given you, how you are using the freedoms that your country gives you. And look at your motives. Are they primarily for yourself? Or do the freedoms that you have for yourself get used to serve others? To represent Jesus wherever you are? You see, here in northern Indiana, the weather kind of changed overnight. We've had these incredible weather, sunny days in the 70s, mid-70s, upper 70s. Beautiful, beautiful weather. And cold front come through, wind blew it right through last night. And looking at a drop of at least 30 degree temperatures. Looking through my Facebook feed, the memories, we've had snow at this time in years past. And I say all of that because, well, the cold weather brings about difficulty for many people. It brings about extra needs. It brings about opportunities to serve. And while America gives you the freedom to serve or not serve, that's not a freedom God has given you. Oh, you can choose not to, but that's living in disobedience in God's kingdom. You see, He has given you freedom so that you can serve. He has given you freedom expecting that you will serve. And so today, I would encourage you to be thankful. Be thankful for freedom. Thankful for the veterans, those that have served your country, my country, our country. And be thankful for Jesus, who defined how we can really be free. Jesus says, if we know the truth, or when we know the truth will set us free. And if you begin to question, as Pilate did, well, what is truth? And Jesus answered that by saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So as you pray, pray about the freedom that you have in Christ. Pray about how you will use it today to serve one another in love, to show the way, the truth, and the life to people who desperately need to see it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your incredible love has determined to set us free. You've given us incredible freedoms that we can either use or misuse. And so, Father, today may we examine our life more fully than ever before. May we see through your eyes, through your perspective, how we are using our freedoms or how we're not using them. And Father, as we come to you thankful for the freedom that we have in Christ, may we come to you in obedience, using that freedom to serve others in love. And Father, for those who have served our nation, we recognize them on this Veterans Day. And I ask that your blessing would be poured out upon them, that the people of this nation would not forget those that we remember on Memorial Day who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their life. But we also not forget those who continue to live. Some who continue to live with the horrors of war etched so firmly in their mind that it cannot seem to be shaken. And it's changed them in ways that none of us would want. Some who served voluntarily, some who served as drafted and not given a choice. Some who served in the midst of war and conflict, and others who served in times of relative peace. All knowing that this illusion of peace could evaporate at a given moment. So God, today I thank you for those who value the freedoms that we have here in America. And have chosen to serve. And I pray that as we live in the midst of those freedoms, that we would never neglect the service, the gratitude that we ought to have. And as we recognize the freedoms of the country that we live in, may we always view them in light of the freedoms that we have in Christ. And for either set of freedoms, may we not use them for satisfying our flesh and our selfishness, but may we make the most of those opportunities to serve others in love, to share Jesus with people. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would teach them. They would know what today is all about. That in a nation that often seems to be so ready to turn its back on its history, to downplay or even dismiss the service of so many, to look at the horrors of war and not know how to handle that in their mind, so they demonize those that were a part of it. Those that often didn't even want to be a part of it. So, Father, may we teach our children to honor those who serve, to honor those who have served, to know the honor of serving their nation, their country, as well as to know the honor of serving you. And may they see that in us as their parents, as their mentors, as the adults that surround them. May we raise up a generation that knows how to give honor where honor is due, that knows how to serve in love, because they see us as your children, as your representatives, doing that and modeling that and teaching that. Fathers, I pray for the children. I pray that all that we do would help them to be welcomed into your kingdom, that we would not hinder them in any way, that our message would always be truthful. Father, today as we live life, may we use the freedoms that we have to serve whoever we can, to serve them in the name of Jesus, so that He would be lifted up and many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.